Blog Talk Radio.
It is I, William Powell, the host from the coast, the sage of the stage, a man you can trust, internationally known, nationally respected, and locally appreciated. Welcome to another episode of Inside Acting. Glad to have everybody tuning back into the show. Tonight's guests are stuntmen Dylan Hintz and David Van Tassel, who run an organization called the DC Stunt Coalition. And now I've known Dylan for quite a while, but David Van Tassel, that's a name that puts me in mind of an Oakland Raider linebacker named from the 80s. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, we remind you that Inside Acting is brought to you by DC Actors Examiner. And very shortly, we're going to have Dylan and David call into the show. And let me tell you that, last Sunday I had the pleasure of co-hosting with a lady named Miss Estrella, the premiere of the very fine film, The Entrapped. And that was produced by the lovely and talented Wendy Bangura, who has served as my co-host in the past. And it was very good. I mean, I thought it was a very good film. I thought it was beautifully shot. We had a lot of fun down there. It was down at the Navy Heritage Center down in D.C., 701 Pennsylvania Avenue. And I thought it was a pretty good experience, having some problem there with my music. So let's see. I see somebody has called in, so let's see who has called in. Apparently this will be Dylan. Hello, Dylan.
Hello?
Hey, Dylan. Is David
Hi.
There?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, David.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm good. Good, good. How you doing?
That's good. That's good. David, you might want to get a little closer to the phone there. You're kind of back there in the distance.
How
are you folks doing tonight?
We're good. We're good.
We're
that's good.
That's good. We have a handful of members here working on some stuff tonight, you know. But
oh, okay.
It's a big group thing. Hooray.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great. Fantastic. That's fantastic. Yeah, thanks for coming on the show. So let's just dive right in now. David, tell me a little bit more about the DC Stunt Coalition.
Yeah. I mean, we're a group of young guys that are really interested in...
And girls.
I mean, yeah, guys and girls, sorry. We're just really interested in kind of just exploring the art form that is stunt work, and it requires such a wide variety of skills. I mean, it's the industry is so tough to get into, and so tough
right.
to get work in. It's better for everyone to work together as a team, you know.
Yeah.
And
so we create an organization where people can come together and talk about and practice, and you know, get a feel for what it's like to sort of start out in the industry.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So now, Dylan, tell me what's going on with that web series called Sight. What's going on with that?
Oh, well, just last Friday. Wow, it's been a long week. Last Friday, I was on a web series called Sight that's created by Justin McLaughlin. And I was doing a scene as a mugger who's attacking the main character who's got special powers. And I won't go too far into it because I'm not sure exactly what NDA I did or did not sign, but I got to get thrown over and knocked out and hit with a brick a couple of it wasn't a real brick, trade secret right there. But the coordinator was Brad Irish, who's actually the showrunner for the stunt show at Six Flags America. So really professionally done. It was really professional. It was really awesome.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's great. So now, Dylan and David, tell me a little bit more about your background. How'd you get into this business?
I'll let David field that one first.
it's actually kind of interesting. I mean, I've always been interested in film. I mean, even as a kid, I was, you know, messing around with a camcorder and just filming, you know, stuff with my cat or, you know, whatever. But I didn't really get into stunts until later on. I ended up doing, actually, a lot of my initial experience with it was doing fights for live shows. I mean, mainly stuff in high school. I remember doing a broadsword fight for a musical parody of Lord of the Rings in high school, and it kind of went from there. Yeah, and actually, I got introduced to Dylan for when I went to film school at McDaniel College. My final project was actually a kung fu movie.
Oh,
that's how
cool.
I got in contact with Dylan, and he ended up being my main antagonist for this film. And you know, I do have background in martial arts. I used to play football, so I mean, I was no stranger to, you know, putting myself into situations where, you know, I'd have to, you know, use kind of athletic ability, or, you know, where I'd be, you know, getting shoved around or something, you know.
Yeah.
So I've had that background, but then, I mean, just, you know, being able to work with Dylan and the other guys, just over, you know, we haven't really started. We started getting together about 2 years ago. We haven't started really getting into training, like, together as of maybe about, what, it was a year ago, Dylan?
We really started pulling together a group to train recently, but, geez, I don't know, it was over, like, the last few months.
Yeah.
It was really in January that we were able to get everybody together because we started going to Marva's Tots and Teens in Rockville for Sunday training sessions, and everybody started really pulling together, and we've created a consistent group since.
Yeah, it's been really awesome because, I mean, everyone's feeding off of each other. Everyone has different skills to offer to each other. It's kind of, I mean, Dylan dubs it a potluck.
Yeah, we call it a potluck training session. We don't force anybody to do any one thing outside of a set of basics, and then whatever people can bring, whether it's gymnastics, martial arts tricking, certain types of falls, pro wrestling, anything they can bring to the table. We're just like, hey, if you can show us some stuff, we'll show you some stuff.
Yep.
Right, exactly. Yeah, David, tell me you played linebacker, right? You were on defense. Tell me that.
I was a defensive end.
I knew it.
Yeah, David is one of our bigger guys. You know, we're very fortunate to have a very wide range of different body types and personalities. It's a very diverse group, which I think really adds a lot to the potential for it.
That's good. Okay, so now, Dylan, talk a little bit more about the kind of work you did for ZCon.
Oh, well, I was fortunate to work on two projects with ZCon, thanks to Mike Doherty. I helped him with a promo video called Velma versus the Walking Dead. I think that's going to end up an Easter egg on one of his videos. But it was cool. I got to do fight choreography for that. I brought in, like, a 12-man crew. So 12 fight zombies came in on the day and learned some fight choreography, and the main character killed them all off. And we didn't have a terrible lot to film it, but all the shots got in for the fight, so we were very fortunate with that. It was a lot of fun. It was really different, you know, having zombies get slaughtered instead of ninjas. Zombies are quite a bit slower. So I did the fight choreography and co-coordinated that one with Jeff Wilhelm and Daniel Mascarello, and then when Mike went to do ZCon, the bigger project, the promo, the proof of concept, which is out now, and you can see that online. It's very cool. It's got a lot of awesome shots in it, some really funny scenes. A lot of really great talent from this area is in that, and there's some stunt people in there. I didn't bring the crew together on that one. I was fortunate enough to be able to be on that one, so I got to do a stunt where I'm dragging another stuntman, a friend of mine, a longtime friend, Stefan Reynolds, who's done a lot of live shows and some cool videos. And I drug him around through a bunch of comic books that were on the floor, and he's, like, kicking and screaming. So you can kind of see it in the one long take at the beginning of the video. And then there was another shot, and I don't know if it's going to end up in later things, but we all got to fall off of a giant shirt stand at once. So, like, three of us were climbing up a thing, and we fell off. And that was a really cool stunt to do because it was a synchronized fall. It was a short fall, but it was three people falling.
Hello? You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm hearing some music.
Oh, sorry.
Like, I need
kinda
to dance.
High. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So that was really cool. And Dan Mascarello and Jeff Wilhelm came in, and they did the coordination on that. And they were both awesome professionals that got a lot of great work out of the talent that was there. And we got some really cool shots in the can.
No, good. That's fantastic, fantastic. So now, David, speak on this whole thing about, you know, why are there not more stunt people in the DMV?
There's actually a decent number of people who do stunt work in some way, shape, or form in this area. You know, the thing is, I mean, stunt work, the thing you have to understand about stunt work, if you have a shot of someone falling into a pool, that is considered a stunt. And, you know, what we really try to promote is safety. So, you know, people who are more well-versed in certain areas, you know, like some people, you know, a lot of us are good with fight acting, which is totally different from, say, high falls, because there's a different sort of technique and art to that. So there's actually a decent amount of people in this area who do this. It's just, you know, a lot of people, you know, when they think, you know, a lot of people, you know, when I tell them I do stunt work, they go, oh, well, why aren't you out in L.A.? Why aren't you out in New York? Why aren't you out in Louisiana?
Right.
You know, we've got a decent pool of talent in this area. And you're starting to see it more. Film is actually starting to become pretty popular in the DMV. Elf was shot in Frederick. Elfman. House of Cards is shooting in this area, but a bunch of other different series are shot. I mean, The Wire was shot in this area. It was been shot in Baltimore. This is actually it's a pretty flourishing area for film.
Yeah, and when it comes to the indie side of things, I mean, anybody can get a camera and make a movie nowadays. We've known that for a while, but it's like the kind of stunt work that's going into independent films now is really top-notch. I mean, you've got so many people on the East, on the West Coast. Like, there's a group called the Stunt People, who I pretty much worship, I'm not going to lie, who have been doing internet fight scenes for years. Before then, there was Zero Gravity. Now you've got groups up in New York. You've got a group in Chicago called LB Stunts. You've got 1,000 Pounds. All these fight groups that do stunt work as well are popping up everywhere. And so for the D.C. area, we're like the first group to really kind of come together and try and do the same sort of thing. We haven't produced that kind of content yet, but we're actually getting really close to starting a production workflow based around releasing internet shorts with our people doing their thing.
Hmm. Okay. Now, Dylan, you got to tell me, how does one pretend to get hit by a car? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Step one is get in front of a car, and step two is get hit by a car. Step three is hope you did the technique right so the car does not destroy your body. So basically the car hit thing. Oddly enough, doing a car hit was my first stunt ever. It was self-coordinated, self-inflicted. I don't know which word you want to use. I guess it couldn't be self-inflicted because then I would have to be driving the car I got hit by. But basically my start into stunt work was when I was in college, I started another organization, a film club at Salisbury University called Future Filmmakers. And I was a student in the mass communications media production program. And one of our projects was to make a 2-minute, 3-minute video about something that has to do with college. It was just for the sake of entertainment.
Uh-huh.
And so I decided to make a video about a character who goes around doing some sort of... motivational Terror, basically. He was just a character named walked around terrorizing a student. So the end joke is basically, real men of action don't look both ways when crossing the street. We just cross the street because you have to just dive right into it. You have to just do what you got to do. You got to just do it. So then I walked across the street and had my friend pull a car up at 15 miles per hour and sweep my legs out from under me and carry me off the frame. And I, you know, I watched a couple of videos, some stuntmen doing some things, and I think I padded up my knees with some knee pads that I had, and I just hoped that I was doing what I saw in the movies correct. It was an amateur moment. It was an amateur moment in the past, but I'm still proud of it because I have both legs. Now, you cut to 3 or 4 years ago, I mean 3 or 4 years later, last year's, not this year's, but last year's DC 48 Film Fest, with Tohu Bohu's main guy, William Coughlin, Bill Coughlin, and I'd been working on his projects for a while, every year, very gratefully. I think John Bailey got me involved with his team, and I couldn't be more thankful for that, because they're a really great 48 team, and he said that, you know, I told him, I've been doing a lot of stunts lately. I'll do anything if I can do a stunt in your project. I'll even get hit by a car. He was like, really? I was like, yeah. And then I look at the script, and the lead character is a woman, and I'm like, I'll do it. Just give me a wig and a shirt. Just give me a wig and a shirt. You know, it'll be great. I'll be a woman. I don't care. I'll get hit by a car. So I show up on set the day of filming. And the producer's like, okay, well, I think we're just going to make it look like she got hit by a car and then cut away. And I was just like, oh, that's a bummer. So I turned to Bill, and Bill's holding a wig and a shirt. And so I go, sweet. So it was a really great experience. We rehearsed it 3 or 4 times. The best part about that experience was that the character who was supposed to drive the car, the actress, got in the car to prep hitting me, drove 6 feet towards me, stopped the car, and got out of it. And she was very upset. She was, I'm sorry, I can't do this. And I was just like, thank you so much for stepping up and telling me that you were not comfortable doing something. That is the right mentality. You know, great learning experience, because it's like you know, there was no trained driver. I was just going to hop up onto the hood of a car and hope that the driver was cool. What we ended up getting was her boyfriend or husband that day. I don't remember their relationship specifically, but he also had really long hair, so he could sort of stunt drive double as her. He was a former like military transport driver, and he just went,
okay,
why don't I drive the car? And I was like, well, what are your credentials? I'm a former military transport driver instructor guy. And I was like, why didn't we talk to you in the first place? So. You know, so he came, he did the thing, and we practiced for an hour, and then we did the shots for an hour, and it ended up looking great. The short's called At Last. I think you can find it on the Tohu Bohu website, and it was just a blast. You were the only short film in that showing that had somebody getting hit by a vehicle or doing any sort of major stunt.
Go ahead.
Oh yeah, if I'm gonna edit, you know what Dylan kind of mentioned here with that second story. Like one of the things we're really trying to promote with the DCSC is, I mean, you know, we're all just starting to get into stunt work, but our main emphasis is safety.
Right.
You know, because in the end, you know, we're not. I mean, one of the quotes one of our mentors had told me, you know, in the past that I've really kind of taken to heart with this whole stunt work thing is, you know, there's a difference between stuntmen and daredevils. You know, like, you know, the Johnny Knoxville and stuff, those guys that get themselves hurt on camera. You know, the difference between them and us is we have to get up for the next gig in the morning. And it's always important that we maintain a level of safety and professionalism on set. You know, that's, you know, we're, if you have, like, a good stunt director, a good fight director, whoever, is going to be focusing so much on safety that, you know, just to make sure it looks good. But we also want to make sure no one gets hurt on set, because that's always just, you know, that's just bad press, and it's just,
Well, I mean, that's our main goal, is just to make the DMV a safer place for independent film. I mean, if it's a union film, they're going to bring in union people, and those union people will make sure things are safe, because that's their job, that's what they're professionally about. But when it comes to independent film sets, you know, they don't necessarily know all the rules. They don't know, we don't know all the rules, but they might not, they might know less. They might just be getting like a random martial arts guy to coordinate, and he might not know the difference between a fake hit and a real hit, and
yeah,
you just never know how that's going to go.
Yeah.
You know, so we're trying to spread stunt awareness, almost, is what you could call it.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Dylan, do you have any fear that stuntmen will be replaced with digital effects?
That's a contra... Well, it's not really controversial, but that's kind of like a... It's a two-sided question, because it's like, on the one hand, yeah, we already are kind of replaced with special effects. I mean, I was just watching The Matrix Reloaded today as background noise.
Oh, wow.
And there's the scene where Keanu Reeves is fighting 1,000 Hugo Weavings. And then
yeah,
halfway through the fight, Keanu Reeves turns into CGI Keanu Reeves. And, you know, it's like a moment that works because it looks cool, but doesn't work because it takes you out of the moment. But at the same time, it's like some of that stuff couldn't work in real life. But if it couldn't work in real life, why wouldn't they do it? Well, because it's a movie that takes place in a computer. My feelings are basically this. If the visual effects aid the story, then they're good for the story. If they take away from the story, they take away from the moment, then try and put a real stuntman in there. And the best movies are going to realize that, and the best directors are really going to... Stuntmen... You think stuntmen are cheaper? One of our guys is saying stuntmen are cheaper. Sometimes stuntmen are cheaper. Are they always cheaper? They probably are. But, like, for instance, there's a movie coming out in a couple of weeks, I think, called The Getaway, and it's a car chase movie or something like that with, I think it's Ethan Hawke, and they're promoting it as no CGI, all real driving stunts, and it's like... Yeah, people are going to flock to see something like that. They're going to really enjoy it. They're also going to enjoy, like, Fast Five with a CGI safe being dragged down the road. But it all comes down to the director and the stunt coordinator cooperating to make an awesome vision. At that point, I don't care if it's CGI or if it's real life. I mean, I want to see as much real life as possible. But if the art's there, it's worth watching. So we're not going to be replaced. I think we're going to work together. And, like, the most prime example of that is, you know what motion capture is?
Mm-hmm.
So you get motion capture, right? You get people in suits with the balls and everything like that, and they're
right,
running around the set. Right. And they do stunt stuff like that all the time. They'll do motion capture stunt work and things like that. You know, some of my heroes did a lot of mocap stuff. Like Ruben Langdon did a lot of mocap action for Avatar and a video game series called Devil May Cry. And it's just,
right,
I would totally love to do that. So it's not going to take away jobs. It's just going to create different jobs.
Right, yeah. That's a good way to look at that. So now, David, tell me, man, what's your proudest moment as a stuntman?
Oh, jeez. I don't know. It's there's just so much cool stuff you get to do. So much cool
yeah,
stuff you get to learn. And, I mean, you get so many stories out of it. I mean, I guess proudest moment, I mean, recently I just wrapped up a show. I did a live show for the Capital Fringe Festival. I don't know if you went and saw any shows down in D.C.
I was in the Capital Fringe Festival myself.
Oh, really? What show?
I was in Benchmarks. I played a Vietnam veteran with PTSD.
Oh, awesome.
I was in the Post. A picture was in the Post.
Cool. Yeah, I was actually part of the Continuing Adventures of John Blade Super Spy. So
okay, I missed that one, but
yeah, it was a fight show. It was kind of a parody of, you know, some of the older James Bond, Roger Moore, Sean Connery sort of James Bonds, the kind of like the cheesy, you know, action stuff. And needless to say, I mean, it was a great experience just getting to work with a lot of them because
right,
they took their time in casting to pull on a bunch of really, really good fight actors. And that definitely showed in the fight choreography for the show, and it was such a great learning experience getting to work with some of these professionals, because I know for a fact that, like, my own abilities skyrocketed over the course
right,
of that two and a half month rehearsal period, just because I learned so much from them, and I had to, because I was just jumping, basically just diving in. And I'm mainly used to film, but being able to do live action, like, stuff on stage, and having to, you know, test my abilities and my ability to learn was, I mean, just definitely a very shining moment for me. And, you know, I love that cast, working with them, and they're a bunch of great people. Hopefully, you know, some are listening right now. So, yeah.
they were fun. Yep. I didn't get to help on the play itself, but I got to help shoot their promo video, and it was a match made in heaven, getting to work with live action theater, Chris Niebling and Kyle Encinas and Amy Root. You know, they're just
right.
such a great, and it's cool seeing that there's like a theater side to what we do in this area, and that we're like the film side to what they do. So hopefully we'll have more team ups in the future.
Right. Okay, Dylan, we've got about a couple minutes left here. Got a couple questions to throw at you. One is any advice for up-and-coming stuntmen? And talk a little bit about what your organization is going to be doing this weekend.
Sure. Up-and-coming advice for new stuntmen or aspiring or people that want to jump off a cliff and not go splat. I guess number one is come into our gym any chance you get. Come and meet us, talk to us, hang out with us, train with us, roll on the ground with us. It's all quite fun. We provide a very, I'd like to say, growth-oriented environment. You know, we want people to grow as performers and as just people in general. This weekend, you can come this weekend to Intervention Con in Rockville, Maryland, at the Hilton. It's a convention run by a couple of really cool people I know. It's about internet marketing, business, culture, and we're going to be talking about internet fight scenes, how to safely do some basic stunt work. You know, we don't give away all the tricks. We don't give away all the information. We don't really have that much of our own outside the basics anyways, but we want to just spread the idea of safety. So, I mean, the advice I would just give is listen. There's tons of stuff you can look up on the internet. You know, watch some behind-the-scenes videos, but remember, they're going to be marketing to you in behind-the-scenes videos because those are like featurettes, you know. But pay attention to what you see. Pay attention to how people behave on set. You know, it's all about professionalism is what I would say.
Yeah, professionalism and safety. I mean, it's definitely important to, you know, before you do these things, you know, consult someone that knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, we're definitely here to help. If, you know, if someone has an idea, I want to make a backyard YouTube video or something of, you know, some kind of a fight, for example. Well, I mean, feel free to hit us up, you know.
Yeah.
We'd be more than happy to help out.
Yeah.
Kind of offer some insight because, you know, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
We want professionalism and safety.
Yeah. And our goal is to make cooler projects in this area, you know, learn how to film action, learn how to edit action, not just how to perform it, you know. It's the whole scope is learn everything you can about the filmmaking process, because every element will help make your stunt scenes better.
Absolutely. Well, David and Dylan, I really want to thank you guys for coming on the show. I really think I learned something tonight.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're still young guys. We're just growing up in the industry now. All that we're trying to provide for the area is a place where people can all kind of communicate and learn from each other.
That's what's up. That's fantastic. Well, you've been great guests. Thank you for coming on again, and wish you guys a great night.
Okay. Right. Thanks
a lot,
having.
William.
Okay. All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And let me leave my fans with this. Is a quote here from Abe Lincoln. The best thing about the future is that it comes only one day at a time. Good night.